Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From Missouri to Mississippi, a deadly weekend across the southern part of the country. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z has more on what happened.
At least 40 people killed from the system that brought wind-driven fires, dust storms, and dozens of twisters.
That's a tornado.
12 people killed in tornadoes in Missouri alone. 3 people were killed in hard-hit Tylertown, Mississippi. An EF2 tornado, winds up to 111 miles per hour.
Millions of people are in the path of more potentially dangerous weather as that same storm system moves further east. The Kremlin confirms President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will talk this week, tomorrow probably, but Russian officials won't say what the discussions will be about. The president says they'll be talking about ending the war in Ukraine. More than 50 people were killed in a nightclub fire in North Macedonia over the weekend. Auburn, the top overall seed in the NCAA men's basketball tourney. UCLA, the number one seed for the women. Play begins this week. This is ABC News. In the Middle East, tensions are escalating once again as the Trump administration orders a new round of strikes against the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. ABC News contributor and former Marine Colonel Steve Ganyard says it's meant to send a message to Iran.
There was a carrot and a stick in the comments that we've seen from the president in the past week, and that is you can either sign a piece of paper where we agree to dismantle your nuclear weapons program, or there's going to be military consequences. So this is a signal to for it's not just the Houthis that are being signaled here. It's the Iranians that are being signaled here.
A French lawmaker is calling on the United States to give back the Statue of Liberty, saying the U.S. no longer represents the value Lady Liberty stands for under the Trump administration. St. Patrick's Day being marked in cities across the country. New York holds one of the oldest parades in the U.S. It steps off this morning along Fifth Avenue in Manhattan with 150,000 participants and 2 million spectators expected. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Our morning show host, Joel Karnick, met with Tanya Bellinger of Catkins for an update on how the funding for the rescue's new building is going since the Jordan's Way event in October.
So last year started off our big fundraising year for our expansion, and originally our expansion was supposed to be off of our current build, and then we worked with some contractors. We had them come out and look at everything, and unfortunately we're not able to build off of that building because of our well placement. So we discovered we have to put up a whole new building.
Okay.
So plans have changed. We actually have plans now. We have them in the office. If anybody wants to stop in during our open hours from 11 to 3, Wednesday through Saturday, we would love to share them with you. We're in the beginning phases. We're going to have 3 phases for this project. It's going to be a very expensive project, but thanks to your crew and several other events that we did last year, we've already raised over $80,000.
Oh,
our
nice,
goal
nice.
Is going to be around $600,000. It's very expensive to put up a new build. We have to put in a new septic, and we have to put in 16 dog kennels. But in general, we're going to have more room for the community, for a food pantry for the community, and lots of other exciting things. So we know it's going to be a long process. We're willing to work hard to get there.
Wednesday, March 19th at 6:45 p.m., the Ogama Public Library invites you out for a book and a cuppa. This is a bring-your-own book club, which means that there is no required reading to join the club. You can just choose a book that loosely fits this month's theme, or just come for the conversation and community. Coffee and tea will be provided, but you can feel free to bring your favorite K-cup with you. This month's theme is green. Remember, this is happening Wednesday, March 19th at 6:45 p.m. over at the Ogama Public Library. Record-high jobs have been reported in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, or DWD, has announced a new record high 3,053,300 total non-farm jobs in the state. That's according to January's preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Construction sector jobs increased by 700. That's 3,900 above a year ago. Preliminary employment estimates for January showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked up to 3.2%, which is still 0.8 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4%.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
There are no funeral notices for today.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
March Madness is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the brackets are out. The Badgers play in Denver Thursday afternoon at 12:30 against Montana in the Ball Arena in Denver for the opening round of the NCAA basketball tournament. Marquette is going back to the dance. They face New Mexico Friday night in Cleveland. Head coach Shaka Smart.
This is a date that as a basketball player or a basketball coach, you have circled on your calendar way before the season even starts. And it's something like 18% of teams end up playing in the NCAA tournament. So we don't take for granted even being in the NCAA tournament. This is really an acknowledgement today of the fact that our guys earned the right to be in the tournament, and now it's all about what we do with it.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 121-105. Damian Lillard on how the Thunder were different than the team they beat in the NBA Cup last December.
I just think, you know, obviously they are who they are. They defend, you know, they move the ball, they got a deep team, and I just thought that we played a better game the first time.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local and more statewide sports notes, girls state basketball tournaments over the weekend. Here's the champions in case you missed it. Kimberly topped Muskego in Division 1, 47-26 to win the title. In Division 2 was Edgewood beating Wauwatosa East 50. Actually, I'm sorry, Wauwatosa East was the winner, 59-58 over Edgewood to take the championship. In Division 3, Oostburg defeats Laconia 66-57 for the title, and that was Division 3. Division 4, Cuba City, they get a win over St. Mary's Catholic in the title game, 53-50 to take the championship. And in Division 5, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption, a team from the very beginning that I was told by several people, they're going to win the state title. They're from the Merriwood, and they did. They went on and win it. Assumption topping Barneville 34-30. Obviously, they slowed that game down a lot and tried to win it, but Assumption still gets their state championship. The boys' state basketball tournaments are all set for this weekend in Madison. Division 5, Wisconsin Lutheran, Oshkosh North, Wanakee, and Marshfield will be there. In Division 2 action, it'll be Racine Park, Cedarburg, Wauwatosa East, and Wausau East making the state tournament. In Division 3, it's Freedom, Elk Mound, Milwaukee Academy of Science, and Lake Mills. In Division 4, it's Bonduelle and the Prairie School, along with Mineral Point and Aquinas. And in Division 5, Turtle Lake, the team that knocked out Rib Lake on Saturday night, they will be the 4 seed against the number 1 seed, Cochran Fountain City. And Sheboygan Lutheran will take on Abundant Life Christian. The boys' state basketball tournament being held at the Kohl Center in Madison this weekend. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods weather.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 54 this afternoon. The wind will be a little breezy this morning, but it should die down by this afternoon. Tonight, 27. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 47 with snow in the afternoon. And again tomorrow night, there could be several inches by the time it winds down on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
98Q Country. Travel a lot. I'm in a lot of hotels. I think hotels had a secret meeting recently. It was a very short meeting. Everyone flew in, and they said, everybody here? All right, very quick. We're not going to own any mistakes anymore. All right, that's it. Head on back. How you doing? This key you gave me, I just tried it in my door. It's not working.
Did you put in X anything magnetic?
No, you just gave it to me, and I just tried it, and I just came back. I was expecting a good key and an apology. And I'm holding a bad key and getting an accusation. Is that the way it shakes out these days?
Did you put the key next to anything magnetic?
Let me.
I am a red horseshoe magnet salesman.
Okay. I know what happened now. I remember you gave me that perfectly good key, and I tossed that into my bag of samples. Then I scooped that up all haphazard-like and started swinging everything asunder. I remember hearing zipping and zapping. Was that the key becoming demagnetized? I'm sorry, I owe you an apology. Should I get on my knees and beg for forgiveness?
Tennis is weird.
Oh, hello, and good morning.
98Q Country.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall. But green on
there's something like a strong wind is coming over me. It's got a hold of me, yeah. Thinking and doing things I shouldn't be, I really shouldn't be. Yeah, but one more call is the one more what you're doing right now. It's the one more trip to my side of town and you walk right in. It's one more, here we go again. One more drink leads to another. You slide up close to me. Tear your t-shirts off each other. Your hands all over me. I tell myself I'm not in love, but one more time is a not in love. One last kiss and then you're a goner. Stay a little longer. So calm and so cool. Yeah, I try to be like it don't bother me. The last time was the last time until I'm all alone. Then I'm picking up the phone. Yeah, it's one more call, it's the one more what you doing right now. Trip to my side of town and you walk right in. So one more, here we go again. One more drink leads to another. You slide up close to me. Tear your t-shirts off each other. Your hands all over me. I tell myself I'm not in love, but one more time is a night in love. One last kiss and then you're gone. Mind you, wishing you could stay a little longer. Shirts off each other, your hands all over me. I tell myself I'm not in love, but one more time is a night in love. One last kiss and then you're gone. And I'm like you, wishing you could stay a little longer. Stay a little longer. Wishing you could stay a little longer.
Cancel those reservations. There's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on. Barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song. Dancing around like a fool, starring in her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her
Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that.
Joe Nichols, 98Q Country. It's about 23 after 7. Hope you are well on this St. Patrick's Day Monday. Careful eating something green today. Just saying, if you're digging around in your fridge, I'm just saying that, you know, things go bad, they turn green. Just be careful. You're eating the green stuff today. I hope it's a good one for you. Temperatures, they indicated, I mean, initially I had seen a temperature of 47, 48. Now our civic meteorologists are telling us 50 to 54 may be a possibility now for today. That wind going to be blowing around out there. It's going to be not the greatest of day, but it'll be. I think you'll be all right. Battle your way through that wind. The Badgers, Marquette, both in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers are going to play, on Thursday afternoon, right? Like a 12:30 game. On Thursday, they went out west. Now, is that a good thing or bad thing? Some people are just like, well, they should be in Milwaukee. You know what? Illinois was a lower seed than them, and they get to stay here. And the Badgers go out west. I guess you can look at it a couple of different ways. If you stay local, a lot of distractions, lots of distractions. I kind of like the idea of the Badgers just teaming up. Let's go get this done. More business. Let's get on a plane. Let's go out west. Let's make this whole thing happen. And the distractions are a little bit limited. So either way you look at it, there's good and bad to it. But if some of you I know are going down to the Milwaukee regional that's going on. It'll start with games on Thursday, I believe. And Illinois will be one of the teams. That's there. Get your brackets filled out. I filled out one bracket last night of a contest I'm in with a friend where actually it's, you pay a couple bucks to get in. It's not very much, but it's the only bracket I'm in where I actually pay to get in. So I got that one done right away. 2 seconds later, I read that the Iowa State's top player is probably going to be out for the tournament. So I went in and adjusted that a little bit. Some of you had already have already put in your picks, so good job. Way to be on top of that. You can make your picks and then adjust them before they lock in. Our brackets don't lock in until the round of 64 starts on Thursday, so the play-in games don't count. You can pick, when you're doing your brackets, you can say, well, the winner of Tuesday's play-in game will win their game on Thursday, and then you're just picking one of the two, so be careful with that. Now, our NCAA Morning Show Bracket Contest is absolutely free. We usually get 100, 120 people that enter. For those of you who have been in it in the past, you will have received an email reminding you to fill out your brackets. You got your own username and login. You go into just our exclusive morning show thing. We've been doing this for a lot of years, and we have a ton of certificates, and I'm going to grab those here in a little bit. And we have I think about $350 worth of gift certificates that includes Baiters and St. Croix rods and all kinds of stuff for the winner. So take a moment to fill out your bracket if you've done it before. If you haven't done it before, you can do it one of two ways. Number one is we prefer that you do it online. Shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us, and say, yo, I want to be a part of the free bracket contest. We'll send you an invite. You go into CBS Sportsline, you create a little username, password, and you're in our group. You'll probably see a lot of people you know in there. And we have a lot of fun. You can track the standings as the games become final and absolutely free. Now, if you don't have access to a computer and you're like, Joel, I don't do that, I'm going to have some, I haven't printed them yet, but I'm going to just a little bit, I'm going to print some blank brackets. And you can grab one, or if you're able to print, and you can physically drop off a bracket to us if you want to. If you don't do the computer thing, we'll enter it for you, and we'll get you in there. Now, I warn you right now that if you don't do well in our bracket contest, there will be some mocking, there will be some ridiculing of your picks. All that will occur. The monkey will make his picks on Thursday. We have confirmed his part of this year's monkey. So the monkey will make his picks Thursday morning via the flip of the coin and a slip of a banana here and there. And there will be chaos. It's the one day a year that's always interesting here at the studio. So we'll be flipping the coin with the monkey on Thursday. That is just our way of saying if you flip a coin and you just know nothing about basketball, you just go 50-50 in every game, we believe you can do just as well as anyone else. And that theory is not right. It is not played out. The monkey has never finished above last place. So the flip of a coin thing is not does not work. You probably knew that, though. Had a good weekend. I'm going to talk more about the weekend in depth. We're going to bring Gray in here later in the 8 o'clock hour. And we're going to do a little gray area because I had a good weekend that I need a younger voice to rationalize some of it. And we'll bring Gray in. We'll do a little gray area a little bit later on in the 8 o'clock hour. But hats off. I want to send a hats off to the antique stores of our area. Especially we went over to Minocqua over the weekend. And went to the antique stores that are downtown in the mall there upstairs that have been there for a long time. And the other antique store, which is kind of right on the main drag over by the McDonald's area. It's so cool to have antique stores still there where you can just walk around and just look at stuff. And we went there for my wife's birthday on Saturday and hung out with my son. Now, my son is 22. So you figure, you know, 22-year-old kid going to an antique store, what, you know, this is going to be a boring day. He actually had a really good time. He had a really good time looking around because, of course, antique stores, you know, you're not talking stuff 100 years old. You're talking some stuff that's, you know, 15, 20 years old. He actually bought a couple of things in a couple of the stores. So hats off to all those who, to make that happen. The physical stores where you can go in and just feel the history of the last 120 plus years. It's just it's a wonderful thing. I have a whole new appreciation for those who maybe have hoarding tendencies, who like to keep the stuff and don't like to get rid of it. I had a discussion with the gentleman there at the store, and I said, I have a whole new respect for hoarders, because if hoarders didn't exist, antique stores would not exist. They wouldn't pack stuff away. So it's good to a point. But we'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit in the 8 o'clock hour. Bring Gray in here. St. Patrick's Day today. What are you doing for St. Patrick's Day? Do you celebrate it? We're all mutts, right? We all got a little bit of something in us. A little bit of probably Irish along the way. Some 60% of Americans say that they will celebrate St. Patrick's Day in some way. The NCAA tournament bracket, of course, announced. That's going live here. Then you got the NIT and all that stuff going on, too. So lots of hoops, a lot of basketball. Boys State basketball tournament. The weather has been a big story here the last couple of days. Tornadoes, wildfires, and dust storms. 40 people have perished from these, some serious tornadoes. And I don't know if you noticed over the weekend, if you had your car outside on Saturday especially, it was really dusty out there. And it was windy, I know, but I had read somewhere that there was just kind of a lot of dust and wind in the air being stirred up all over the Midwest by the storms that kind of contributed. It wasn't just, you know, I don't know about you, but my car wasn't just your normal dirt. It was almost like a layer, like it was not clay, but it was different. It was just different, and it was dirtier. usually you park your car outside, and you know, if it's a little windy, it might get a little bit dusty, but it was a bit much. It was a bit much over the weekend. All right, the Brewers are going to get it going for real here in a week or so, right? Let's see. They one more spring training game on Saturday this weekend, and then the Brewers will get it going for real here in a week and a half or so. I haven't so much going on. I haven't checked the full schedule. Opening day, the 27th. So that would be a week from Thursday. Is their opening day? A week from Thursday with an afternoon game. They will come back to AmFam Field and have some games the following week. So Brewers will get it going for real. Are we optimistic? I think we're going into this Brewer season a lot like we were last year, with little or no expectations. And last year ended up being pretty fun. And Coach Murphy will find a way to keep this team competitive. It seems like he's got a way of doing that. You can always use our 98Q text line. Keep that handy. Starting next Monday, we are going to be doing another statewide contest with all kinds of fabulous and glamorous prizes, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as we get toward the end of the week. But next week, a week from today, we will have another text-to-win contest. I'm trying to find, there's an official name to it that I will tell you what it is so you can reference it. It is called, Break Into Spring. The Civic Media Break Into Spring Contest. We're going to be giving away Hondos. That's $100 bills again. And all kinds of fabulous prizes. So stay tuned. And stays in the Dells, all kinds of stuff. So stay tuned for more details on that. We'll give you a week off this week. We've been hitting you pretty hard here. Last couple weeks, we've been giving away Brewer tickets. It's been fun. And so we're going to take a little week off from texting to winning. Give you a little mental break, because starting a week from today, it's going to go for 2 weeks. It's going to be pretty intense. Yeah, texting that one word once a day, it's pretty intense. So we're going to give you a little mental break from that this week. We'll focus in on our brackets, right? Yeah. You're in there breaking it down, right? Yeah, Northeast Louisiana Monroe versus Grand Canyon University of Western Iowa. You're in there breaking down those teams, right? Who you thought about doing that, and then you just said, oh, I'll take Western Grand Canyon, whatever that is. We always go in with the best of intentions. And there's some of the sites where you can actually click, and it says it gives you advice on who they think, you know, little information about the team. Don't do that. That never works. I go into the tournament with one of two philosophies, all right? I know the Big Ten a little bit because I watch the Badgers and I watch the Gophers. So I know a little bit about the Big Ten. I ask myself going into the tournament, do I think the Big Ten is good this year? Do I think they'll do well this year? That's my question going into the tournament. So as I go into the tournament this year, I ask myself that question, and I watch quite a few games, and I thought, I think the Big Ten is pretty good this year. I think they're pretty good. I mean, there's 18 teams in there, for gosh sakes. But I'll tell you, I'll just give away one little tip. I picked the Big Ten to go fairly deep in the tournament. I'm not going to tell you which ones. I don't want to tilt you either way, and then you come back and say, Joel, you said that. So I'm not going to tilt you either way. But I'll tell you, I think the Big Ten's going to do pretty good this year in the NCAA tournament. Will the Badgers do good? They've had some moments this year where they couldn't beat anybody. But then they had the Big Ten tournament run, and now they look pretty good. Somebody posted, I saw a post the other day, that the Badgers have lost more Big Ten championship games than anyone else, like six of them. And I thought, well, you got there. The Big Ten tournament to me is ridiculous for this point alone. All right, you're going into the most important part of your basketball season, which is the NCAA tournament. All year long, you play a game on Monday, you play a game on Thursday. Over the holidays, you might play a back-to-back game, maybe. Maybe. But you're stretching out your games, 2 or 3 days of rest. You get to the Big Ten tournament at Lucas Oil Field in Indianapolis. You play a game Wednesday, you play a game Thursday, you play a game Friday. You could have played five. The Badgers played four. They played Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the end of that tournament, the victories got you nothing. Nothing. I mean, a Big Ten championship, sure, that'd be nice. But if you lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament, nobody cares about the Big Ten championship. And it is about money. It is about money. There's a lot of money in that Big Ten championship tournament, but they got to do some. You can't play four days in a row. It would be like the NFL likes the Super Bowl. It would be like taking two teams. Let's say the Packers and the Patriots were really good. And the week before the Super Bowl, you played a game on Wednesday and Thursday back-to-back to determine home field advantage or something. You're doing something in the Big Ten tournament that you haven't done all year. You don't do it in high school. You don't do it in junior. You do it in club ball. Club ball will do that to you on a Saturday. But in high school and college, you hardly ever play a back-to-back, let alone four consecutive days. It's ridiculous. I think the Big Ten is hurting their own teams by wearing them down before they go into the tournament. They got to find a way to do that differently or do it a week earlier. Something. That's just insane. Let's get you updated now. Twice an hour. News and sports, ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From Missouri to Mississippi, a deadly weekend across the southern part of the country. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z has more on what happened.
At least 40 people killed from the system that brought wind-driven fires, dust storms, and dozens of twisters.
That's a tornado. Wow.
12 people killed in tornadoes in Missouri alone. 3 people were killed in hard-hit Tylertown, Mississippi. An EF2 tornado, winds up to 111 miles per hour.
Millions of people are in the path of more potentially dangerous weather as that same storm system moves further east. The Kremlin confirms President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will talk this week, tomorrow probably, but Russian officials won't say what the discussions will be about. The president says they'll be talking about ending the war in Ukraine. More than 50 people were killed in a nightclub fire in North Macedonia over the weekend. Auburn, the top overall seed in the NCAA men's basketball tourney. UCLA, the number one seed for the women. Play begins this week. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Yesterday, Sunday, March 16th, the city of Park Falls experienced a water main break. According to a post from the Department of Public Works, this was located on Whitmer Avenue. Work crews were on site, and some residents in the area of Whitmer may have been without water for a period of time during the repair. And residents in the area may have experienced discolored water, air in the water, and possibly low water pressure. The repair was completed later that afternoon. Wednesday, March 26th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., there's a Bring Your Own Book Club at the Phillips Public Library. This will take place in the community room, and remember, Bring Your Own Book means no required reading. You can chat with others about books and get some great ideas for your to-be-read list. Once again, this is happening Wednesday, March 26th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. Tariffs and trade disputes can affect us in many ways here in Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
First off, several steel shipments arrive at the port of Milwaukee, which are destined for Wisconsin businesses. The new steel tariff will increase costs on these businesses by 25%. We are also a significant exporter of soybeans. Retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. exports could negatively affect our soybean farmers. And the state still exports over $10 billion in manufactured goods. These producers are doubly hit as they will face the steel tariffs as well as the retaliatory export tariffs. The Libertarian Party of Wisconsin believes that free trade is fair trade and that trade wars only hurt consumers.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
March Madness is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the brackets are out. The Badgers play in Denver Thursday afternoon at 12:30 against Montana in the Ball Arena in Denver for the opening round of the NCAA basketball tournament. Marquette is going back to the dance. They face New Mexico Friday night in Cleveland. Head coach Shaka Smart.
This is a date that as a basketball player or a basketball coach, you have circled on your calendar way before the season even starts. And it's something like 18% of teams end up playing in the NCAA tournament. tournament. So we don't take for granted even being in the NCAA tournament. This is really an acknowledgement today of the fact that our guys earned the right to be in the tournament, and now it's all about what we do with it.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 121-105. Damian Lillard on how the Thunder were different than the team they beat in the NBA Cup last December.
I just think, you know, obviously they are who they are. They defend, you know, they move the ball, they got a deep team, and I just thought that we played a better game the first time.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
It's one big, beautiful show. The Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show, March 29th and 30th at the Phillips High School. Making Phillips great again with big displays from Ross's Sports Shop, Bader Sports Center, J&A Services, Restore You, Medford Motors, and Lang Power Equipment. Register to win free guided fishing trips, and 98Q will be live on Saturday, sponsored by Tailored Family Care Clinic of Phillips. Enjoy food from Word of Life Family Church. All of this and a lot more at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. This message is sponsored by Wildwoods Taxidermy in Fifield. Stop in today to see Travis's showroom.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 54 this afternoon. The wind will be a little breezy this morning, but it should die down by this afternoon. Tonight, 27. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 47 with snow in the afternoon. And again tomorrow night, there could be several inches by the time it winds down on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
98Q Country.
How'd you know to wear your hair like that? How'd you know to turn up that song? How'd you know the little tore up jeans was gonna tear me up and turn me on? Girl, it's like you know me too good, but you barely know me at all. Yeah, the way it's going tonight, you probably know I'm ready to fall. Cause baby, you a little mind, baby, you a little mind reader. Yeah, that's what you are. You played off a little shy, but baby, you're a heart stealer. And right here in this heart, I can knew that smile was gonna melt me down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. My mind. Girl, it's like you got a crystal ball, like you got a little gypsy side. It's like you knew that sweet perfume that you got on was gonna get me high. Well, how'd you know what I'm thinking right now? How'd you know what I was about to say? How'd you know to whisper it in my ear? Let's take this party back to my place. You played off a little shy, but baby, you're a heart stealer. And right here in this car, you knew that smile was gonna melt me down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. And girl, when you lay them on mine, yeah, it's like you're reading my mind. Yeah, that's what you are. Yeah, that's what you are. You played off a little shy, but baby, your heart's stealing. And right here in this car, it's like you knew that smile was gonna melt me down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. And girl, when you lay them on mine, yeah, it's like you're reading my mind.
Let's go!
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
They wake up in the morning and they drink their coffee black. They love their women, one be shy of a heart.
Carrington, that's how we roll, baby.
That's right.
Might be rolling. That wind might be rolling your garbage can down the down the street today. Wind gust at times could be up to 40 miles an hour today, so a breezy day with temperatures reaching right around 50 or so, it looks like. We have some week adventures we will delve into coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, so stay tuned. Stay tuned for that. We talk a lot about the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry here and how they're available if you're in need in Park Falls. They give out nearly almost 4 to 5 tons of food every month. And we always like to, we've been talking about that a lot. I also want to let you know that there's a wonderful facility in Phillips that also serves as a food pantry. The Maranatha Baptist Food Pantry in Phillips is available for you too. And they do distribution on Sundays a couple of times each month. So if you have any questions about that, you can check them out on Facebook, Maranatha. It's all A's, M-A-R-A-N-A-T-H-A, easy to spell. Even you could get that right in a spelling bee, right? There's one R. No, not two, one R. You had it wrong. So the Maranatha Baptist Church is a location of that. And thanks to Pastor Markle for sharing information with that over the weekend, because there's a lot of good resources, and sometimes we hear about some and sometimes we miss some. So check them out on Facebook for information on, there is absolutely, the one in Phillips, just so you know, there is no income requirements, just a very minimal registration card, just very basic information. So it's another option for you, the Maranatha Baptist Food Pantry there in Phillips. And check out their Facebook page if you have any questions, or give them a call. You can Google their phone number. And just wanted to make you aware of that. I'm excited for our NCAA Pick'em contest. We always have a good time with this every year. And again, I see some of the picks that are coming in. As the administrator of the contest, I am able to go in and see everybody's picks. All right? I don't do that. I just want to let you know, it's not like, I know what you're thinking, Joel. Well, you're going to see all our picks and you're going to cheat. Well, you might be right, but I can't win any prizes. So, believe me, that's the farthest things you have to worry about. But I did sneak a peek at a couple of them. I thought Grand Canyon winning it all is a bit much. I thought that was a stretch. But you pick whoever you want to. Have fun with it. If you want to be a part of our NCAA bracket contest, email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us, and say, want to in. We've had, again, I think there's like 120 people that we had in there last year, so we're going to have a lot of fun with it. It's free, and we have well over 300 to 400, close to $400 in gift certificates from area businesses that we'll be giving away as a part of that. News to come at the top of the hour here for a Monday morning, and a happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Attention all Northwoods sports people. Wisconsin's hunting and fishing seasons are just around the corner. Bader Sports Center in Phillips has what you need to make it a productive year in the great outdoors. From shotguns, rifles, and ammunition to fishing, boating, and camping supplies to clothing and footwear, Bader Sports Center has what you need. Don't forget to purchase your DNR licenses, available now for the 2025 season. Need to renew a boat or ATV registration? Bader's can take care of that too. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Our featured restaurant today is Phillips Cafe and Catering. Don Miller and his family have been staples of the Northwoods for 44 years, and they'll cater your event. Chicken dinners, fish fries, Taco Tuesday, hearty breakfast, and a full menu of items. And as always, a great value. Open Sunday, Monday, and Thursday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe. More food at a great value. Highway 13, downtown Phillips.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Save big on your next landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscaping blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get fast, free estimates using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on all landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
98Q Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed, had the devil on my back, and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse, some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life, but God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright.